Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember to bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We have a jam-packed hour of Penn State football for you on tap, as we do each and every week. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me in the studio to kick off the show, he is Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News, Mr. Bob Flounders. Bob, how you doing?
Refreshed from the bye week. Looking forward to see how Penn State kind of gets into the next part of their schedule with an interesting game on this week.
Yeah, it was good. The bye week served them well on many fronts. First of all, it was a chaos Saturday in college football with three of the top 10 teams all going down. So they just sat there and minded their own business, licked their wounds from a one-point loss, and all of a sudden got a lot better.
The scoreboard watching for the Penn State fan base has officially begun.
So we're going to kick off the return to football with Bob's six-pack for Saturday. Quarter two will be Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Your questions, his answers, he will be here. Ask Ross is brought to you by our good friends at 409tailgateclub.com. And in quarter number four, we will preview the Michigan State at Penn State game Saturday, Beaver Stadium, 3:30 kick, correct?
That is correct.
All right, before we get started.
You're on fire today.
Thank you. In partnership with GoPSURV.com, we at the Keystone Sports Network are offering a unique RV opportunity, the Keystone Sports Network RV. This special RV will get all the benefits of staying at the GoPSURV.com lot, along with some special extras, like a catered barbecue meal from 409 Tailgate Club, along with the famous 409 Tailgate Club gift box. Also included is two bottles of wine with the blue and white wine gift box. And yes, we're not done. A case of Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light Beer. And to top it all off, you get your own Keystone Sports Network polo and hat. To hear about the Keystone Sports Network RV, you reach out to Jim. That would be Jim Galante.
The big guy. Yep.
Big guy. Directly via email at info@ksnsports.net. Or you can also use the Contact Us button on your KSN app. Okay.
Sounds like a pretty good deal, I have to say.
I've only seen pictures of the three times.
I mean, what's not to like about that?
4 weeks that Jim stayed in the RVs up at the GoPSURV.com lot.
Plus all of the stuff that goes with the RV, I think, is really...
Andrew, they're exceptional, the RVs.
Yeah, I have no doubt based on the pictures. I would be a fan of the barbecue catered meal type thing from 409.
I think there's a lot of things you would be a fan of if you were able to.
So let's talk about six-pack for Saturday. Let's talk about some football again. One that jumps to me, the one that I think we need to start with is I think Sparty's wobbly. I think Michigan State is ripe for a knockout punch, but I also know that they are a 10-3 team last year that despite some injuries going into the season had 19 starters back. So... but they're wobbly. They lost at Arizona State, second game of the year, on a late West Coast game.
They haven't been able to hold two fourth quarter leads, one on the road, one at home. Right. I thought the Northwestern loss was probably even more troubling. I don't think Northwestern is particularly great. They lost their running back. They've had some injuries. You know, Arizona State early in this year in the heat, you could see that coming a little bit, but the 29-19 or the 28-18 loss, I thought was, and I agree with you. I was a little surprised at first when I saw the line was 14 because you usually don't see that.
So
but,
was I.
But the more I thought about it, it might be a little low.
Really?
Yeah, I think by the time everything plays out.
Yeah,
that's foreshadowing when it's time to make a pick.
I mean, you know what Michigan State's going to do offensively, and we'll get more into this in quarter four. But one of the things for Saturday is Michigan State comes in here, and Sparty is very wobbly and primed for a knockout punch. How's Penn State been under James Franklin after bye weeks?
Andy, I don't know. Did you look that up? Can you tell me? Do you know the answer?
James Franklin is undefeated.
Awesome. Off bye weeks. I thought you were asking me. Okay.
I'm just throwing that out there. That, you know.
They are. And last year, I thought the game that they lost, Andy, out there, I think there was a little bit of there was some residue from the Ohio State. Not only was it a physical game and a disappointing game, two road trips in a row to play two pretty tough teams.
Right.
I think it just – and also the weather delay probably didn't help. But I think Sparty is wobbly, and we can lead into another thing that I'm looking at Saturday. They're good at a couple things. I mean, they have a dual-threat quarterback – not really a dual-threat quarterback, but a mobile quarterback in Brian Lewerke. I think Penn State fans remember that he hurt Penn State last year.
400 and some yards?
Yeah, it was 400 on the nose. But they really kind of – the thing that they really take pride in is the run defense. It's ridiculous. I mean, they've only given up like 100 – less than 200 yards rushing. And that's a interesting because Penn State's run for 200 yards in every game at least. And you just wonder, so what's the Penn State game plan? We'll talk about it in the preview, but if Michigan State's going to do everything to try and take away Sanders and even Trace with his legs,
right?
It should open up a lot of things, and some quarterbacks that are just okay or a little above average have had pretty big days against Michigan State secondary. So if the weather's good, I think this is a game where Trace could really go off.
Here's the one thing about you're talking about Penn State. Run game against Michigan State's run defense. Michigan State's front seven is good. I think they have the best linebacker in the Big Ten that I've seen this year. And I know James Franklin
mentioned Joe Bashy.
James Franklin took time to mention him this week. But they're only good at one thing, that front seven. They're only good at one thing, and that's stuffing the run. They're not a good complete defense front seven in terms of pressure on the quarterback, dropping into space. Tight ends have field days against these guys. The middle is always open with the linebackers because they tend to blitz them a lot in in passing situations. I'm just saying that these are things that Penn State can take advantage
of. Yeah, look, it was a bad weather game last year. It rained a lot. There was lightning, the delay, and Trace and that Penn State offense, he threw the ball pretty well. There were a couple passes he'd like to have back, but he almost matched what Batchy did through the air. But if you look, they really didn't try and run too much against Michigan State last year, even with Barkley. I think he had like 12 or 13 carries, and one of them was a long one, but they didn't really do much. They've never really done much on the ground against Michigan State since Franklin's been there. But that in this day and age, it's not necessarily
– right.
You don't need to run the ball anymore for 150 or 200 yards. Penn State just happens to have the offensive line to do it in most games.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Bob Flounders, I'm Andy Shea. We've got Bob's six-pack for Saturday. Michigan State is on tap, 3:30 kick, Beaver Stadium. The Michigan State is beat up. They missed L.J. Scott for the last three games, one of the top five running backs, I would argue, in the Big Ten Conference. You agree?
He's under consideration. There's pretty good backs in the Big Ten this year that a lot of people don't know about. But, yeah, he's been a guy that's been, I'd say, above average.
And it shows in their offense because they have to throw the football
pretty
much to be successful. He's had like a high ankle sprain, ankle injury. He's missed three games. He's going to be a game time decision this week. Whether or not he plays could be a factor. I don't think Cody White's going to play with that broken hand, the wide receiver.
It's tough to do.
I mean, it's been
right.
The Northwestern game was the second game he missed, I think, correct?
Yes, it's actually the other guy that Penn State's going to be aware of because he torched Penn State last year. Felton Davis II, I think, had 181 yards, 12 catches, and a touchdown. It was probably the best game he'll ever play in college, but I would imagine I don't know what Brent Pry is going to do, but I think it behooves him to have maybe Amani and Tariq on him. I don't think you want him. I don't think you want John Reed, who's struggling, anywhere near this guy. And I think, to your point, though, I think the running back, though, it makes the Penn State defense have to be a little bit more honest,
right?
When they line up
when he's out
if
there.
He's there. So if he can't go in this game, it must be a pretty significant ankle sprain. This is a big game for Michigan State.
Yeah,
I really agree. I think you'll see. Whatever direction they're going to head, it's going to be directly as a result of the result of this game.
So through five games, Penn State's got a script. I think either they roll somebody and score 50 to 60 points, or it's life or death down into the fourth quarter. It hasn't been anything in between. Do you expect either one of those scenarios to be in play on Saturday?
Well, I mean, when you look at the way the games have gone, there's been a couple surprises. Obviously, you knew the Ohio State game was going to be close. But sure. The Appalachian State game, you know, even though Appalachian State's a good team, now, as we've learned, that was way too close for comfort. The Pitt game, I thought for sure was going to be close, and they just obliterated them in the second half. The last 25 minutes of the Illinois game was astounding because they were actually behind
right,
and won 63-24. I think this game is probably going to be one of those two angles. I don't see a middle ground. I think either Michigan State plays their tail off and this is going to be a good game, or I think this game might get away from Michigan State in the second half.
Find out what that's going to be coming up in Picks and Predictions in quarter number four. We'll tell you exactly which one of those Bob sees. By the time he's done, well, Trace McSorley will probably own all the Penn State passing records.
It's going to have to be some obscure record.
Some weird one.
Yeah, but I mean, he's just been amazing. And to me, when I look back at his career, the two of the games that really are going to just jump out to me are what he did in the Big Ten title game against Wisconsin when they were down 28-7. And the way that he ran the ball against that Ohio State defense, I know it was a loss, but that was just a superb effort, one that you just can't expect to see. He's going to catch Christian Hackenberg for career passing yards on Saturday. He only needs like 40 or 50. You know, it should happen. If it doesn't happen, something went horribly wrong. But you name the record, Andy, and he has it. He's going for his 34th consecutive game with a touchdown pass in FBS, the longest active streak. It's just been a litany of records. And almost every game now that we're going to watch him play, he's probably going to break. He's probably going to set. You can't break a record. He's probably going to set
a record,
a new Penn State record.
The thing that drives me crazy, and this is just me, is when I look at my Twitter feed and see ESPN promoting all the Heisman stuff, and they tell you he's not in the top four or five that they give you as an option. And I'm like, how can you not watch college football and see this? How can you not see it? But anyway, last one before we get out and head to quarter number two, which will be Tucker's tape. The wide receivers and the drops, did you see less of it against? Is it still a concern for you? And who's the one receiver you think is due or needs to stand out in this game?
Well, usually receivers have a way of having big games against big teams it could be DeAndre Tompkins' day. He was one of the better players in the game last year. He had 4 for 101, a 70-yard touchdown catch. He's due again. He's only really showed up and made any plays in the Kent State game. I think he's a guy that could have a big day if he gets some opportunities against Michigan State. He's already done it. He did it last year.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number one from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stick with us. Ross Tucker and Tucker's Tape coming up next.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.